Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you? Hey, right now, Randy actually just is calling in, and he's leaving. He just took off to fly back to Maui from California. Our introduction actually has Randy saying, hey, Natalie, so this is pretty funny. We're actually going to do the show today live by ourselves. And the show is actually, first half of the show is Home is Where the Heart Is. Second half of the show, we actually have a wonderful speaker named Kelly Botter, who wrote A Little Girl Called Grace. She's a motivational speaker, and she writes on recovery from traumatic childhoods. And looking forward to talking to her at the second half of the show. We actually, looking at this thing here, okay, what we're doing the show today is Home is Where the Heart Is, be it a small place, large place, hospital room, church, school, park, eating ice cream with your kids, family and friends, where do you feel the happiest? What are you doing when your heart sings? You know when you go on a trip and you really relax, yet you do look forward to coming home to sleep in your own bed? When you have special times with your friends or your family, this is truly where your home is when you think about it. When you're having quiet time to read, where are your favorite places to be? We're going over this today because homes are to be a reflection of us. What we like to read, furnishings that are special to us, decor that reflects our personality, places we want to hang out with our family and our friends, quiet time, so many things, you know, that are just personal to us. And many more, it's home's not what just the four walls that we have around us. So we're going to take a quick break right now. And, of course, the first half is on Home is Where the Heart Is. Second half is going to be our motivational speaker named Kelly Botter. Take a quick break. We'll be right back to start the show. And I hope you guys are chilling out today and enjoying the weather wherever you are. This is such a beautiful time of year. And we'll talk to you soon. If you'd like to call in, our number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back and going to discuss Home is Where the Heart Is. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-945-5428. We'd love to know what that means to you. Home is where the heart is. So, recapping, we were talking about if you're what is home for you? Is it a small place, large place? Where are you the happiest? Many times, it's definitely, we have places where you may have been in a small home, large home. Situations are happening where we have to change our homes. And again, the home is supposed to be a reflection of us, what we like to do, where we want to be. It's actually supposed to be our private sanctuary. It's not the walls and ceilings that enclose our home. It should be our sanctuary, our place away from the stresses of the day, the traffic, the push, whatever your job or business is, and, a place that's just for you and your family. In today's economy and for different seasons in our lives and different times, we may live in different homes, apartments that work at one time and wouldn't have worked at another time. The only thing in life that's constant in life is change. And change can be tough when we didn't plan it. So we like to go over things like this in our show because we're always about heart, spirit, the real world, what's happening day to day in our lives. We really do deal a lot in residential real estate. Commercial is out there. We have referrals and brokers, and many people are used to doing it. But we really like to dig into the residential because it puts us in touch with so many people on a different level. You get involved in people's lives and see what's happening out there. So with the economy changing and things changing at different times, say, for example, you take a job transfer and you may have a home in Atlanta. Now you need to sell the home and move to San Francisco. Pricing can be astronomically different, which means you're going to have to downsize, and that can be added pressure. People get upset and they, think, wow, how am I going to go from this 3,000 square foot home to a 1,200 square foot home for the same price? And these different issues come up that may be bothersome because as humans, we don't really like change. And when we didn't plan it, it can be tough. But say this is a job change and you really want to do it. You're really excited. But you're just going to have to change your thinking on where the home is going to be. How's home going to work? We have situations with divorces and, families have to split up and buy two homes or rent one and buy another or whatever it is. And maybe one parent says, oh, I'm going to have to squeeze my 2-3 kids in this little apartment for a little while, and it's bothersome. But it shouldn't be bothersome because home really is where the heart is. Again, it's not those four walls that we have around us. And it's just something to think about, people, lots of times when the children grow up and move out or people, they downsize, people get vacation homes, people move to different parts of the world. And it really is all about how we look at it and realize that we can be happy anywhere if we just look at it that way and bring our home and make our home our own special place. It doesn't have to be in, huge or in whatnot. Right now, lots of people are going through short sales and foreclosures, and it's constantly happening every day. And it's good to look at it and say, hey, this is really okay. We can do this. We can get through this change, and we can make it special. We're going to have a show in a few weeks that's going to be how to turn your home into a sanctuary, how to make your home so special, and things you can do easily without any money to change things around and make it special, have special places in your home so it's comfortable. I'd rather see a happy home than a spotless home. Some people might say, no, every little nook and cranny must be spotless. And, everybody has different personalities, and it's really important to have your home the way you want to it. We'll get into that in another show. But some people, have paper in a whole bunch of spots or a bunch of books or lots and lots of knickknacks, where to somebody else it may be too cluttered. For someone else it may be just right. So it really is important that you do what makes your heart sing, not what makes everyone else's heart sing. And you can take some tiny, tiny spaces that you would have never thought you could get into and enjoy and like it just as much as the huge home that you used to have. And so that's where we're really looking at, just discussing, and would love anyone to call in and give us your opinion on what home is where the heart is means to you. 347-945-5428. I mean, you have military in war zones and in other areas and are away from their home, and that's difficult. Nowadays, it's really nice that we do have email and all the video cams, and you can Skype and see each other, and it's really amazing what technology has done for us these days, where grandparents and relatives and people across the world can get in and dig in and share, and the social networking is so huge, and I think it's more huge because people want to connect. We want to feel good. We want to, connect with our loved ones. And so we just wanted to mention this show and bring this up today because of I've been hearing a lot of people complaining out there about the changes and all. They don't want to, many times we're doing short sales and somebody hates to lose their home and they have to make changes and split up and go into separate homes or smaller homes or go rent a home for a while. And you see situations where people end up in divorces or can't handle it and don't want to do this change when really that's not what life's about, right? It's really more important to be together, work together, and enjoy the life that we have. It's not about the material stuff. It's not about the other, again, I say the home, the walls that are around us. I've been actually going back between Maryland and Hawaii, and different changes have happened in my life, and for the business, it makes sense for me to be in different places. And there's times I've gone back to places I lived in 20 years ago that I said, hey, I'm not going backwards. I'm not going backwards. This isn't me coming back to live in one spot and it could feel like, hey, I'm going backwards. Wait a minute, this isn't where I belong. And then I myself realized, wow, this is a temporary thing, or this makes sense because geographically it fits into what I need. And then when you turn it around and you go, wow, I'm really thankful that I still had these places to come back to, thankful that this was possible to do and possible to do. And it's not always just for economic reasons. There's many different reasons that we do things. And I think it's really neat to look at that motivationally and have a motivation list, put 10 things on a list daily that you're happy for. So we're just bringing things. Sometimes if you're new to the show, you're going to get on the show and go, what are these guys talking about? Randy and I get on, and of course normally Randy's on with me and we banter back and forth beautifully, and he's on a plane right now. Actually, his plane, he just boarded, I think, about 15 minutes ago, because I said, you're going to do the first half with me? He says, I can't. And what happened is the flight was changed. Otherwise, he would have definitely been on. So he needs to get back to Hawaii, so that's why I'm going to do it today myself. But normally we banter back and forth, and it's spiritual, and it's about life, and it's about love and people and God and things that really matter when we dig in and look at what's going on in life, And we all have times in life that it's up and down, and you can have different things happen where you think you're not going to make it, and you do make it, and many situations going on. So I have a huge heart for that. Randy does too. Spiritually, we believe in serving, and it's when you're in real estate, as I've been for 27 years, it's kind of being able to be able to incorporate the spiritual side of it into the business side, and I think it's very important. We do get personal on here. We share things that, somebody might say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're telling them that happened to you, or what happened, or what are your feelings, or, and we do. We go into things, and we believe in that. We believe in that because if anyone's listening that said, we can say, well, I feel that way sometimes, or maybe I felt that way and I'd never say it, And so our twist, you'll see, sometimes you'll hear us say the same things over and over and over again because you can hear in our hearts that we really do care about you. We care about everybody out there, and I do believe it's very important to share. It's very easy in life to get cynical when you go through a tough time. I went through a tough time with losing my brother in a tragic motorcycle accident that was provoked and foul play and not a good situation. I won't get into one here last January, and it's devastating to me. It's something that's the worst thing that's ever happened in my life, and we all have different situations, and it can make you very cynical sometimes in life when you don't have control of what's going on in your life, and you're saying, why does this happen? Why did this happen? And you know, they always tell us not to sweat the small stuff. And some things, not small stuff, some things are pretty big because there's nothing we can do about it to make it, to go back and change it. And then we have other people in our lives that depend on us. And it's important to realize that there's seasons. There's seasons for everything, and things will get better. And when you hear Randy and I talk a lot on the shows a lot, we're, you know, we don't want it to sound depressing because we're not meaning those shows to be depressing at all. It's just we have a big, you know, we both have big hearts, and the goal of the show is to get out there to people and help people to be able to change our attitudes a little bit and realize, you know, none of us are going to have all the answers, and life's not always going to seem like a bowl of cherries, but we can certainly, with our attitude. And gratitude. Gratitude is huge. I found myself with my brother being gone, who's 15 months younger than me, and a huge part of my life. He and my son are the biggest parts of my life in business, going, no, I can't do this. I can't do it. I'm too, you know, you want to go to sleep and hope you're going to wake up and it's not a bad dream and things like that. And you start to realize, you go, you have to do it. And life is to be cherished. Life is to be lived. This is where home is where the heart is. Think about it. Nowadays, a lot of people get to work from home. A lot of people learn how to take their old careers before and incorporate it and work from home. Many people that can't work from home, when you come home, you really need that sanctuary. And because people are getting moved geographically a lot now, because we're having economic issues, so many things are going on that it's really not a big deal. It sounds like a big deal at the time. It seems like a big deal. But it's not a big deal if you've got to go from a big house to a tiny little place. It's not. It's more important that you're healthy, your family's healthy, you're you know, being able to make it through it. That's what's really important. We have a lot of love for God, and I think without God, I don't know how we can all make it through it, because God's always there. So I would love to get anybody's opinion on what you think about home is of the heart. Home is where the heart is, what that means to you. Our call-in number again is 347-945-5428. We are going to take a quick break and be right back.
She knows a hollow from a double-up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
A few words for a successful life.
Always ask why.
Why?
Tell the truth.
All the time.
Why?
Write thank you notes.
Eat right, sleep right.
And exercise.
If you don't like your job, change it.
Why?
Be creative every day.
Take a fun trip.
You don't always have to do things fast.
These motivating thoughts from Randy Tausch's last lecture remind each of us to live our dreams.
Can I go now? My dog wants to play.
Oh, yeah. Play with your dog.
And with your kids.
Motivation. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I love that. I love that so much. It's so adorable because it's with goals and integrity, life goes on. And I think the biggest thing in life to me is integrity. And it's funny, and motivation, you know, it's funny when you're going through times and you have to be motivated, and it seems like goals and planning and looking forward to things motivates us when we're going through times. And that was an adorable commercial. So anybody would like to call in, 347-945-5428. We found with our show, we've been doing this since January, we are getting sometimes several thousand archive listeners within a couple days of our show, which is really neat. It's really exciting to hear that. If anybody would like to ask questions or send tidbits or give us advice too, and or what you'd like to hear on the show, you can email ruradio@realityuniversal.com. That's ruradio@realityuniversal.com. And back to home is where the heart is. We're almost ready for our second half of our show to start soon, too, where Karen Botter is going to come on, who's a motivational speaker who wrote the book called A Little Girl Called Grace. And she writes in recovery from traumatic childhoods. interesting. I can't wait to talk to her. She's going to hear what she has to say and dig in with that. So if anybody's listened to us on the archives, we are going to be putting together a small book on Home is Where the Heart Is, a book that will be distributed, just tidbits and what's special to everybody else, different ideas on what you can do in your home, put in your home, different stories about people that had to downsize or upgrade or move and just how it felt and how they got through it and little and different suggestions on what made it special for them. You know, if the kids are involved, you know, thank God for email with kids and their friends. You know, when you have to move from one neighborhood or one, you could have to move from one state to another and the friends can at least stay in touch with each other through the social network and email and everything too, which is really awesome. So, it's not bad. I mean, it's more important to have the love in the heart and the, you know, and homes are really a special place, you know, a place that you can just get away from the world, go in, read your books, listen to music, eat, dine, relax. It's a place that, you know, we're not made to just run all the time. And anybody that would like to get a copy of Home is Where Your Heart Is, which is actually going to be put out. This right now, it's September 5th, 2012. It should be put out by January 2013. You can always go on the site realtyuniversal.com and email us that you would like a copy. And we'd be happy to send that to you. And if you hear this now and you would like to give us and send in what Home is What the Heart Is means to you, we would love that. We would love you to just go on to realtyuniversal.com. You can go on and contact us, or you can also email ruradio@realtyuniversal.com, realtyuniversal.com. Home is Where the Heart Is, what it means to you, stories, suggestions, advice, everything and anything that we can pass on to our readers and listeners as well. We also have, on our second half of the show, which is spiritual, we are have people that talk about situations that happened to them or any stories that have happened to them. If you have any stories or anything you'd like to share that relate to a spiritual journey, God, real estate, email us, let us know, and we would love to hear from you. We'd love to also have you on the show, and we're going to take one other quick break and welcome our guests in a few minutes. Be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
Welcome back to Realty Universal Radio. And our call-in number again is 347-945-5428. If you want to email us, you can email ruradio@realtyuniversal.com. You can also go on the website realtyuniversal.com and contact us, leave messages, etc. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your comments. We have so many archive listeners, and want to get your feedback and maybe have you on the show as well. This is all about real estate, spiritual, God, giving back, serving, how we can make a difference. And we have lots of different, we have different items we go over, which actually typically are parts of workshops because we can only go over so much in this short period of time. And, of course, now we're getting ready for elections, which is pretty a lot of changes going on in our country. People are pretty involved right now in preparing for all of this. So we're looking forward to that. So our first segment, again, was Home is Where the Heart Is, be it a small place, large place, hospital, church, school, park, eating ice cream with your kids, families, and friends. Where do you feel happiness? You know, what are you doing when your heart sings? And you can listen to the archives, and the home is just not the four walls that we live in. And we will be looking forward to our guest coming on in a couple minutes, Kelly Botter, who wrote A Little Girl Called Grace. And we're looking forward to that. We'll be right back.
I wanted to give you four specific examples that I'm going to cover at the end about how a product called Silk tripled their sales by doing one thing, how an artist named Jeff Koons went from being a nobody to making a whole bunch of money and having a lot of impact, to how Frank Gehry redefined what it meant to be an architect, and one of my biggest failures as a marketer in the last few years, a record label I started that had a CD called Sauce.
Kelly?
Before I can do that, I got to tell you about sliced bread and a guy named Otto Rohwedder. Now, before sliced bread was invented in the 1910s, I wonder what they said, like the greatest invention since the telegraph or something. But this guy named Otto Rohwedder invented sliced bread. And he focused, like most inventors did, on the patent part and the making part. And the thing about the invention of sliced bread is this, that for the first 15 years after sliced bread was available, no one bought it, no one knew about it. It was a complete and total failure. And the reason is that until Wonder came along and figured out how to spread the idea of sliced bread, no one wanted it. That the success of sliced bread, like the success of almost everything we've been talking about at this conference, is not always about what the patent is like or what the factory is like. It's about can you get your idea to spread or not. And I think that the way you're going to get what you want or cause the change that you want to change to happen is you're going to figure out a way to get your ideas to spread. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're running a coffee shop or you're an intellectual or you're in business or flying hot air balloons. I think that all this stuff applies to everybody regardless of what we do. That what we are living in is a century of idea diffusion. That people who can spread ideas, regardless of what those ideas are, win. And when I talk about it, I usually pick business because they make the best pictures that you can put in your presentation and because it's the easiest sort of way to keep score. But I want you to forgive me when I use these examples because I'm talking about anything that you decide to spend your time to do. At the heart of spreading ideas is TV and stuff like TV. TV and mass media made it really easy to spread ideas in a certain way. I call it the TV industrial complex. And the way the TV industrial complex works is you buy some ads, interrupt some people, that gets you distribution. You use the distribution you get to sell more products. You take the profit from that to buy more ads. And it goes around and around and around, the same way the military industrial complex worked a long time ago. Now that model of, and we heard it yesterday, if we could only get on the homepage of Google, if we could only figure out how to get promoted there, if we could only figure out how to grab that person by the throat and tell them about what we want to do, if we could do that, then everyone would pay attention, we would win. Well, this TV industrial complex informed my entire childhood and probably yours. I mean, all of these products succeeded because someone figured out how to touch people in a way that they weren't expecting, in a way they didn't necessarily want, with an ad over and over and over again until they bought it. And the thing that's happened is they canceled the TV industrial complex.
So we are back, and we have our guest, Kelly Botter on the other line. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I can't wait to dig in and hear what you're doing and what you've written about. Kelly's a motivational speaker, and she wrote a book called A Little Girl Called Grace. And from what I'm understanding is you write on recovery from traumatic childhoods. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I guess we can say so. You know, the social background was 1960s in Southeast Asia, and that moment when a baby boy was born, he will receive a lot of wonderful gifts. If a baby girl was born, normally we only receive a little basket of cooked eggs. And that just symbolized that for the girl, the value is only the future baby production machine. No use to invest in her anything, a special education. Now, my mom was just one of the mysteries of my father. And soon enough, we were abandoned. And while my mom tried to do her best to raise the family, raise me and my brother up, unfortunately, gambling and alcohol got hold of her. So the next 15 years, I'm talking about between 5 to 20 years old, my life was eventful, to say the least. And, you know, because sometimes I will receive the phone call from policemen. I will go out in the night and go to drag my mom because she was drunk somewhere on the street and drag her home with my little tiny body. And or sometimes that, you know, she and her new boyfriend will got fight after they drunk. And in the night, I would never know what I gonna encounter that night. Sometimes even worse, I gonna have to shield myself because you don't know who gonna come into that door. And, you know, but through that, you know, thank God that, you know, I was determined to pay back, to take revenge. And I figured that the best revenge probably is a success. I determined to prove my father that, you know, the value he had in his mind and in the social environment that moment for a girl is wrong. So although I walked into a wrong marriage, I walked out heavily wounded because I tried to escape the family violence. But somehow I, you know, by God's grace, I was able to put myself in a university. And in my age of 30s, I become one of top income earners in the hospitality industry.
Wow.
And today, I'm happily married 14 years with my husband. We have two beautiful children and part of John C. Maxwell's coaching speaker trainer team to touch people's life and add values.
That is absolutely wonderful. Did you have siblings?
I do have a brother.
Was your brother going through, were your brother and you close in age, or was he going through the same trauma at the same time, or he was kind of taken, how was it? Because you said the boys were considered more important at that time.
Right, and he is 4 years younger than me.
Okay.
And yes, you know, he also went through with the family, and I think it's a different level, different degree, because for him, that he then end up did not have a right a role model to learn after, right? So he, you know, we're still praying for him. You know, he's still in the life. He's still in the dark, we say that, you know. But and that's why now as a parent, right, I think we realize this is generational impact, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you know, what we do, our conduct, you know, is not just ourselves. We impact our generations to come.
Now you were born in China?
No, I was born in Taipei, Taiwan.
Taiwan, okay. When
yeah,
did you come to the U.S.?
I live in my husband and I. We moved to States. I would say now for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, my husband actually is from Switzerland.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know,
that's
where the chocolate
great.
And watch are good.
Yeah, the watch, Switzerland. Beautiful. Switzerland's a beautiful place, especially the Alps.
Yeah,
the,
it is.
So your brother and you, when you were little, was there a lot of family violence too, or it was more the fear because your mom would be off and you didn't know what was going to happen? You didn't have the security feeling. Did you have abuse as well? Or I'm just asking questions because of the title of your book sounds phenomenal, and what I've seen and read that you've been doing, dealing with kind of like traumas that children go through, and especially girls. Just wondering if you kind of held each other together a little bit, or were you kind of the older sister who had to take care of everything?
I think it's more like later, the older sister thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the family violence was pretty physical because when mom got drunk with the boyfriend, you know, the knife or furniture fly in the air was not unusual. However, you know, a lot of people, actually, I was just invited to speak in a church that people did not realize that, Natalie, it's like we heard a story, it sounds like it's a children drama, right? Childhood drama.
Right.
But the interesting thing, though, what I found out through my coaching consulting practice for a couple of years now, when the adults come to me and say, you know, they're seeking for business marketing advice, right? And when you dig deeper and, you know, actually you figure what have held them back is not about lack of the skills and all those things. It's the inside of them. And actually it's more like emotionally or mental or mindset. And I think that, you know, you are in the real estate industry, you're expert. I mean, I'm sure you see that enough as well. Sometimes people say they cannot go forward, cannot break through in the business. It's boy to really, we dig deeper enough. It's not because of the lack of the skills.
No, I know. It's what's, and Randy and I talk about it all the time, and we bring it up on the show that, you know, there's so many adults walking around that are wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And when you dig in deep, the wounds usually do come back from childhood. Not that we want to blame everything on childhood, but they come back and they're deep, deep, deep. And there's fears and different issues that do stop people. You're right, from being afraid to go out and be all they can be, to just go out and really be what God had us to be. It's incredible.
Right.
So you, a little girl called Grace. How did that come about?
Yeah, in 2004. Was my birthday, and I was morning 5 o'clock. So I was in my devotional time downstairs in my dining room, and then I opened my Bible, opened my devotion journal, ready to write just as usual. And then suddenly I felt somebody pat on my shoulder, my left shoulder, and it was so real that I had to turn my head. I thought, hey, that must be my husband. Came from the upstairs to greet me happy birthday, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I turned my head. There was nobody there.
Wow.
And that happened 3 times.
Three times in that when you were praying that day, or 3 times after 2 other times?
No, right that moment.
Wow.
And then so I finally realized, dumb enough, but finally realized.
You're not dumb. Yeah, go ahead.
I would just say, oh, I say, okay. I say, God, good morning. And then I sense he say, good morning back. And the next question he going to pop was not a question I was prepared for. He asked me, Kelly, what do you want for your birthday?
Wow.
And then I sense suddenly the room temperature totally warm up. That was in winter time in November. And then I fell on the floor. I say, Lord, you know what we need. Because that 3 days before that, as a family, we just wrote a letter to God. We say, Lord, you know, you brought us all the way to Vegas to stand for this ground. But Lord, here are the things, obviously, we are seeking for provision for, different things. So in my heart, I said, Lord, come on, you know what I need, right? But somehow I was able to withheld my lips. I say, okay, God, this is going to sound cheesy, but I'm going to say it. Because you gave the King Solomon the wisdom, right? So I'm going to ask for that too. And I say, I'm not only ask that for myself. I got to ask that for each single family member of my family. I want to have that wisdom so they know how to later on really do your work the rest of their life. And then I sense he has a big grin in his mouth. And then he say, huh, smart. And then he say, and he say, Kelly, your desire be granted to you. And by the way, that list, the 3 days ago you guys wrote, is granted as well. And then I wrote everything down. In 3 months, Natalie, in 3 months, everything on our list be paid for, be provided.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And then
praise God.
Yeah, so that is the rest of the 7 years. Till 2011, I finished my book. I was screaming, kicking, write that book. Because, you know, when you come to your own story, you sometimes you thought that you are healed, you know. Little did I know.
So no, I think because you want to help, but you don't want someone else to go through it without having help, right? And it's kind of that it is your own story.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, finally, you know, I was obedient, and then after God said, okay, so by the way, I need you to do me a favor. I said, well, God, what kind of favor I can do to you? He said, it's the time to write your book. And of course, I found myself just like Moses, making all the excuses. I said, Lord, do you remember English is not my first language? God, do you remember I have an interesting accent? God, do you remember?
Right.
I start to, you know. And, now we are in the radio show, right?
Right, and you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful, and you were bargaining with God. Okay, you're like, okay, that's so funny.
Yeah, right. And I was thinking, it's amazing how God turned everything around. And we finally, you know, my mentor and I, we built a company called Broken Speed Corporation, and then Gracebook is our first project. And so we published it in. This year, actually, in February, at the first week, we got to the top three in Amazon.
Congratulations.
In the category. So
congratulations.
It is amazing how God will use the brokenness.
In our lives to help other people that are broken, huh?
Right. Right.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing. He certainly knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he surely knows better than we do.
Oh, my goodness, does he ever. Sometimes we say, why, tell us, please. You know, it's that is so fantastic. And then how would people contact you? Like, how can they, when they want to purchase a book, they just go to Amazon.com?
Yeah, they can go straight to Amazon.com, just search the name, A Little Girl Called Grace. We have all different kind of versions, like Kindle or hard copy or paperback. They also, if they want, I have some videos available in the A Little Girl Called Grace.com, you know, if they want.
Okay, so it's A Little Girl Called Grace.com. Okay.
Right. And then the other thing, if they, you know, a lot of women, a lot of corporations, if they like to have a message to inspire them and move them forward, because actually my background is marketing, they are welcome to contact me. KellyBotter.com too.
Okay, so it's Kelly. Oh, let me just make sure. Kelly Botter. But I know you spell your name with two A's, right?
Right, because that's my husband's German.
Yeah, Botter. So Kelly, is it K-E-L-L-Y?
Yes.
And then BAADER.com. So you can reach Kelly at KellyBotter.com, KellyBader.com. And you can purchase A Little Girl Called Grace on Amazon or go to alittlegirlcalledgrace.com, right?
Right.
Excellent. And that's and then find out more about Kelly, too. It's really, really interesting. I love it. So you do the issues that were coming up and going in through childhood, do you go through and you actually work people through the steps of what to do to overcome it, or is it a story about
taking someone through the path with God, or tell me that a little bit. Just, we don't want to give away the book, but what are you, like, some things in the book that actually, the theme, kind of, that you're bringing people through?
Actually, this book, the way I wrote it is wrote in the, you know, I'm a third person, is a, like a memoir, because that's what God wants. And then he gave the name in 2004, that divine visit. He made me write down the book name called A Little Girl Called Grace. Because everything I have gone through, if without God's grace, I would not be here, obviously.
I love it. So that's how it has the name Grace. Okay, I was wondering that. That's wonderful. A little girl called, and Grace is the grace and the gratitude, right, that we need to have.
Yeah.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, if you look at the book cover, the little girl there, that's when I was five. And that was the only photo I have in my childhood.
Wow.
And so everything is, it's a follow what God wants. And today, you know, my business have a two dimension. One is really, actually three. One is, you know, for the, you know, a lot of organization, different kind. They want to hear the story to inspire the next generation, especially, or inspire between mother and daughters their relationship. Because, you know, my mother got saved 3-4 years ago, and now
congratulations.
Thank you. She is burning for God. So, you know, after 15 years of prayer, she's here now, right?
That's fantastic.
And the other dimension is really for entrepreneurs. They want to set up a business based on their passion. And that's what I do, too. The other big chunk is today when we talk about leadership, right, leadership is the highest ROI in this economy for any industry, for any organizations, because if you, the leaders cannot really don't know the substance of themselves, and then don't know how to lead with a servanthood mindset,
right?
And then it's very difficult to develop the team will be really stick around you, and then to push forward in this economy.
And that's
so,
a really good point.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's and especially for sales related industry.
I love
today,
it, and you know, without God, we can't do it. We just can't do it, and it's amazing. We have so many people that come on the show that love God too, you know, and it's just amazing how it's amazing when you go through this and you love God and you trust God, the good things that come out of everything. You know how God really does prepare us and give us the answers in your heart, right, and tell you what to do. And it's a matter of listening, though, to put that together. It's really special.
Right. Natalie, you nail it. It's about listening. It's about listening.
Yeah.
You know, so often we just talk, we don't listen. And then wondering why we cannot get out of the mess we are in.
That's true.
Right. And God really say that in the Bible, he said that he value obedience more than sacrifice.
Obedience more than sacrifice.
Right. But
okay.
In order to obey what he say, obviously we need to hear first.
Yeah.
Then in order to hear, we need to have relationship with him.
It's amazing. It's amazing how the Bible is one of the most read books in the world, but yet sometimes very misunderstood. You know, until people really start digging in and learning. I was raised Catholic, and I go to non-denominational churches now, but I still have never denounced Catholicism. You know what I mean? But I love the non-denominational churches because you get into the Scripture, and I love reading my Bible and getting into the Scripture, and it's just such a wonderful foundation and truth, and it's the real truth. And you know, it's just amazing the more and more that we understand, right, and listen and trust God.
Yeah, it's, indeed. And, you know, and then when we move from, you know, from Europe, Asia to USA in three continents in the last 14 years, what we found is, you know, USA have such a wonderful foundation, you know, the forefathers, everything here, set the foundation.
Can we go back to that? Can we please go back to that? It's like when I look
look at what they did. It gave up their lives and did it on the ground, you know, a foundation founded on God and in liberty. And what we're getting to is a little scary right now. But, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, a lot of people, I mean, Christians, you know, mm-hmm. that we, a lot of time, we have, you know, we say the word of God, the word, that word in English, you know, originally in the Greek or Hebrew, actually, there's two kind of meaning, right? One is lago, one is rima. But a lot of time, we are only, when we just open the Bible, read it through, we only got the lagos, which is the written word of God. But then
right.
if you don't have rima, meaning that, you know, just like that day.
Tell me, rima, say that. What do you mean by rima?
Okay, R-H-E-M-A, right?
Okay,
rima
R-H-E-M-A.
Right.
Okay.
Rima meaning that, okay, you have a foundation of the written word of God. Now,
okay.
we need the Holy Spirit to come to talk to us, that when you know, when you're worshiping God, when you spend time with God, your devotion time. People often ask me, Katie, how do you hear from God? You know, when they, especially after they read my story, because inside
mm-hmm.
the story, there's no preaching. It's not preaching at all. I just share what happened in my life.
You
and
didn't?
I say I just share what happened
mm-hmm.
in my life. I
mm-hmm.
did not preach, so to speak. Because,
okay.
you see, God doesn't need us to preach. God needs us to act in love.
Yes.
Right? And a lot
yes.
of time, our life are the only Bible for the non-believers are reading.
Because we're leading by example because they're not reading, you mean. So our life, they get to see how we're doing.
Right. So
yeah.
if...
By example. We're leading by example.
Right. That's a whole lot powerful when we shine the light, especially in the business world.
Yes, I agree.
When we shine the light, people will ask, how did you do it, Natalie?
Yeah.
How can you close that deal there, which I couldn't?
People have said to me for years, like, how did you do this? How did you do this? I go, it's God, not me. It's God, not me. That's
right.
what I say.
Right.
I do.
But for other people, let's say they don't show result, but they are very good at grumbling.
Yes.
Right. And unfortunately, we had those crowd too. And that's where that, you know, was not God's image.
No, it's wonderful. That is just wonderful. I am definitely going to get your book. Can't wait to read your book. No, really, really, really. It's interesting, you know, how we go through issues when we're younger and then we grow. And I believe, too, we have to serve and we want to get out there. And love and peace, to me, is the most important thing God's teaching all of us, you know, love and peace. And it's and serving, of course, with Jesus and getting people to know Jesus and come to Jesus. And it's just it's amazing how God protects all of us, you know, when we're really learning and on the journey and reading and trusting. But the world can be difficult too, you know. It can be a tough world, right? And
you know, I mean, as long as we are breathing, everybody will go through challenges.
That's true.
Yeah, and then it's the only difference is how you face that challenges, right?
Yeah.
And then if you have a relationship with God, then you know who you are in Christ, and then you know how God will give you wisdom how to deal with the situation. You know, I mean, we have so many testimonies that how today in this economy world, you know, this challenge economy environment. But, you know, I have clients after clients, they just booming their business because when they apply the kingdom principle.
Exactly.
Know, and then I have the one of my clients, for example, she is actually in the field of a commercial real estate. So
mm-hmm.
she calls the deal like crazy. It's like she calls the deal a couple $1 million
yeah.
quite often.
Right.
And now she has a heart to serve the women in the residential real estate, because she wants
in the residential. So she's teaching people in residential,
yeah.
commercial. Yeah,
yeah. Because the commercial world is, according to her, she told me that it's mainly still the male dominated. environment.
You know, it's funny you say that because I've been in 27 years, and we have a real a membership association, which is something she might be interested in because we have a lot of brokers and agents that do that, and they learn how to we teach them how to offer menu programs, but then we also get into other aspects, spiritual and motivational, et cetera. But it's funny you say that because I've done commercial over the years, and, of course, I know how to do it. And it's a, I mean, it's a different world, but my heart's always gone to the residential side because of how we're touching people's hearts and spiritual. And on the commercial side, they allow women in. They do, they really do. But the difference with the commercial side is it's more business protocol. You know what I mean? It's very... more sippy, 9 to 5. Of course, people cut up or they do whatever, but you're not. They're not going. You're not going to get into helping with their individual lives. You know, it's definitely much more business. It's a different. It's just different animal altogether. And I think that's where with the residential, your heart is serving. You're actually digging into issues and areas where you can go into making changes with people. I always look at real estate after 27 years, and I know it like the back of my hand. But I realized about 10, 15 years ago that it was like my ministry. You know, it brings you to people, and then you can do the other to serve, right? But I think that's what, when she, commercial's a little different, and you're going to have to keep it business, don't do this, even though we can say what we want, but, you know, it's a lot different.
Right.
So.
And I think, you know, I think God needs different people in different fields, right?
Right.
And we need to shine light in each different field, you know? And I think I totally agree with you about the residential one. It really can touch the heart, you know, especially come to homeowner, buyer, all those. And and when the commercial that, hey, we need to somebody also there to shine the light in the to the influential investors, right? And,
right.
And so that is important. And then just like important, as I told my kids, right, that we need to take the seven mountains. We are not just to take within the four walls of church. All the media, school systems, education system, right? Military, and all those, the world of arts. Because when we don't take it, guess who occupy, right?
Absolutely. And,
Yeah. So I do believe that every field we need a person. And then I applaud you, you know, you still firm for 27 years.
Well, I used to say, we're almost, we only have like 2 minutes left here. But I used to always say, why real estate? Can't it be self-help? Can't it just be spiritual? And I say, dear God, why? You know, now don't get me wrong, I can do it with my eyes closed and I'm very good at it. You know, I'm teaching it and everything. But I just go, why? Like, come on. You know, and then of course I was raising my son too, single divorced mother. I needed to, you know, but okay. But then it hit me, you know, 10, 15 years ago, Natalie, it's a vehicle, it's your ministry, you know, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't look at it the same way anymore, I realized, okay, I'm here to serve, and I get it, okay, you know, and so it's pretty amazing how God uses us and takes us and how we do things, and gosh, I've so enjoyed talking with you, I'm going to get your book, and we'd love to have you on some more, too, these shows go by so fast. And we'll have to stay in touch because I come out to Nevada, too, here and there. I see you're in Nevada.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and it's I guess it's pretty hot there right now, isn't it? Pretty hot.
Yeah, now it's hot. But, hey, after September, we are all nice and cool and beautiful.
I know. It's much better. It's got it. The winters are good, too. It's really good. Wow, I love this. And if you want to get Kelly's book, definitely you can buy it on Amazon or – you can buy it on Amazon, or you can go to a little girl called grace.com, and then Kelly Bader, Bader.com is KellBader.com. And Kelly, I really so much appreciate it. We're just about ready to sign off here.
Okay.
And we hope to talk to you soon. I know Randy, he'll listen in because I know he would have loved to have heard this and ask. He's really good at asking a lot of questions, and he's been in the ministry business, you know, for years, too. He's been in, when I say ministry business, he's been in ministry. So he loves God with all his heart. And I'm going to be signing off shortly, and let's keep in touch.
Yes.
And anybody can also go to realityuniversal.com for more information on all of this. And, I hope you have a great rest of your week. And,
you too.
Interesting. I may have lots of questions. I may end up emailing you after all this. Once I read this book, I'm going to probably want to buy a bunch of them in and sell them out. You know, not sell them, just give them away. I love to do that when I really find a book I love, you know.
Give me a call after our show.
Okay. So everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.